Ali's podcast, an art project. Listen to both parts of Ali's interview with her art teacher. Part 1.
Miss, I know that thinking about photography is part of our art project. Well, I don't know how I can say this, but I'm not sure photography is art. I mean, anyone with a smartphone can take a picture, and people do it far too often for my taste.
Well, for me, photography is an excellent way to express myself. Let me show you a photo. What does it say to you?
Well, nothing at all. It's a picture.
You know, sometimes a picture's worth a thousand words. What comes to your mind when you look at it? I mean, really look at it.
Okay, I'll give it a try. It reminds me of, first of all, my childhood. When I was free, when I could do whatever I wanted, go to the playground whenever I wanted.
Well, that's good. Go on. What else does the picture make you feel?
It makes me feel sorry that I'm not a little girl anymore. Now with school comes art projects.
Very funny.
Well, it's interesting that you cannot see everything. There's no face, just the light and the shadow. It could be any child. It could have been me when I was little, or you, miss.
Well, that wasn't bad at all. Now, Ali, when you're describing a picture, you should first give some general information, like what kind of picture is it and who took the picture when and where, and what the first thing is people will notice about it. Then you try to be very specific. You say what you can see in the picture. What's in the middle, what's in the background, which colours you can see, and so on. And don't forget to mention what the people in the picture are doing. And finally, here comes the most difficult part. You say what the picture might mean. What does it say to you? Remember, a picture is worth a thousand words. Now, do you want to give it a try?
Part 2.
May I please describe a picture you took?
Okay, let's see. This one. This is a collage. I took the photos in Poole. That was about 3 years ago.
Fine. The hardest one, miss. Seriously. Well, I am your best student, so no problem for me. I'm describing a collage my art teacher, Miss Miller, made. The most important thing is that it isn't actually just one picture, but many, many different pictures. Miss Miller took the photos in Poole 3 years ago. In the collage, I can see more than 20 beach huts. They all have different colours, but most have a pastel colour. You cannot see any people, so nobody is doing anything. However, the background is quite nice. You can see the blue sky, it was probably a sunny day, and part of the beach. If you look very closely, you'll discover lots of details. For example, the huts have wooden planks, and I think they're facing the sea. So of course you can't see the sea in the picture, but behind the huts you can see grass and regular houses. When I look at this collage, it makes me think of the seaside, sunny weather, and no school. So it's picture perfect.
Yes, very funny, Ali. But really, well done.
That's all fine and well, miss, but now you do it. Describe this picture. I find it rather funny.
Ah, yes. Well, that one is really funny. A friend who happens to be an art teacher as well made this. He used real photographs and put them together on the computer. Now, the funny thing is, of course, the giraffe that is standing in the middle of a living room.
So that was today's podcast. You heard me interviewing Miss Miller, my art teacher. I think working on this project has taught me a lot, and not only about photography. I even made my very first video. Can you believe that? Have you ever worked on a school project you actually found really cool? As always, let me know what you think.